Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette-Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is the first black Senate majority leader in the history of the Nevada legislature. My co-host, Scott Craigie, has the rundown.
You know, Stephen Horsford is the Senate Majority Leader. He has come here from Southern Nevada, and we are going to talk about some of the policies and the actually tremendous legislative session that he had. I think you'll find this to be a very interesting introduction to one of the state's newest leaders.
And he's a University of Nevada grad. And on our pundit panel today, we have Larry Mathias, Mylon Hawkins, and Chris Wicker. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers. Brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Be here, not at divorce court. I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York. We protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children. We only seek men as clients and negotiate before going to court. Divorce is tough. I've been there, and I share my daughter with my ex-husband. Sarah, Raina, and I can help you.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
If you're looking for real craftsmanship in metal fabrication, Deluxe Welding will creatively support your design. They take welding to an art form. Custom fabrication, beams and columns, railings, truss brackets, steel and precast concrete stairs. They can come to your location or provide you with the material for your project. Steel, stainless steel, and aluminum. See Don and Matt's work at DeluxeWelding.com. If it's made of metal, they'll make it magnificent.
Success at TRI has come from public-private partnerships. I'm here at the Story County Public Services Facility with Roger Norman, Master Developer, and Bum Hess, Story County Commission. Let's listen in.
Roger, this county facility that you built this really looks great.
Thank you. The fire, sheriff, and building department will be housed here, which is a real asset to this park.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
My family started this business 27 years ago.
We work hard to serve our customers and our community.
But it's getting harder and harder to keep the doors open.
For example, our workers' comp is going through the roof.
Isn't anyone on my side anymore?
The Retail Association of Nevada is. If you're a small business owner, we can cut your workers' comp by up to 50%, lobby for your interests, and keep you informed. Put us to work today.
This satellite interview is brought to you by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is Senator Stephen Horsford. He's the Senate Majority Leader in the Nevada Legislature. Welcome to you, Stephen, Senator.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Scott, for having me on your show.
Scott, go ahead, please.
Well, Nevada Republicans have held the majority in the Senate for about the last quarter century. Now with both the Senate and the Assembly having Democrat majorities, and with you as the Senate Majority Leader, what will the change be in style, in approach, in negotiations, in policy, whatever you want to, what do you see as the difference?
Well, first, I want to really thank the voters of this state for giving us the opportunity to have the chance to lead. I don't think you'll see a difference as far as our commitment to this state. We're one Nevada. We all believe in this state. We all want to see it progress. Senator Raggio has been in the state Senate for many years and has served ably as the majority leader for many years, as you said, and we're going to continue that legacy. We're going to work in cooperation with our colleagues on the Senate side, the Senate Republicans, as well as the Assembly and the governor, in order to solve this state's problems as we go forward.
Senator Horsford, I have been impressed with your bipartisanship with many of our Northern Nevada Republican senators, such as Senator Raggio and Senator Townsend. Do you feel an alliance with the Northern Nevada Republicans will give you almost a veto-proof Senate in the legislature?
Well, it's really not about an alliance. It's about doing what's right. Our caucus has traditionally had very good working relationships with members on the other side, and we will continue to do that. We have good relationships, again, with Senator Raggio, Senator Townsend, Senator Amede, and other members, Senator Rhodes, in the rural communities. Again, we all care about this great state. We all want to see it get back on the right track, and I think we're going to work together to make that happen.
So in operational terms, I mean, frankly, I'm very impressed with the way that you've come at this as well, where you talk to all of the main leaders in state government. You worked with them very well during the legislative session. But how does this carry over into this small interim between now and when the full legislative session starts? What kind of institutional changes, and I don't necessarily mean setting up committees, et cetera, but how do you plan to go forward trying to bring everyone together so that they're thinking together, working together, and to the extent that there are differences, they put those on the table so that everybody deals with them?
Yeah, it's a great question, and we did have an opportunity in this special session to start that, and I'm very hopeful that the tone that was set in the special session does carry on, not just in the regular session that starts in February, but in the interim. My colleagues and I, Senator Carlton and Senator Schneider, among others, Senator Kerr, who chaired the Committee of the Whole in the special session, will be working in the interim with the members on the other side on a number of issues, really, that we know are going to be the centerpiece of the upcoming session. We know the budget will be the focal point, and we've got to come to agreement on how we're going to tackle both the expenditure side as well as the revenue side. But we also have got public policy that we need to address. The health care issues that you were talking about earlier in your panel as it relates to Medicaid and how we ensure that our most vulnerable citizens continue to get the care that they receive. Education reform, some of the overhaul that we want to see in education so that when we invest more in education, we do it in a way that ensures accountability and achieves greater results for all of the Nevadans that we serve.
Senator, as the economy continues to spiral downward, do you feel after the regular session of the state legislature that there will be a series of special sessions necessary to deal with the ongoing economic crisis?
Well, we really don't know yet. I mean, I don't think that anyone could have predicted where we are today, and I couldn't tell you or predict where we'll be from 6 months from now. Clearly, this is a national issue. We have a financial industry that's continuing to be in crisis that has affected our state industries here, from everything from, you know, construction to the hospitality industry, among others. And so really, I think what we need to do is allow the new administration, President-elect Obama and his team, to get in to help restore public confidence that things will improve. And hopefully that will help Nevada. It will encourage tourists from throughout America and across the world to continue to come here to our great state for recreation and relaxation. And that will help improve our budget as well.
Senator, yesterday in the Reno Gazette Journal, not the Sun, I guess where you'd expect it, there's an article here about the county facing the worst set of cuts that we have gone through in a long time. It says some of Clark County's poorest residents may soon be feeling the effects of the state lawmakers' budget trimming. And it went through the $25 million indigent accident fund and some of the other cuts that were made. How is it that we're going to get through this whole crisis with these kinds of problems that we don't have the money for? The money's just not there.
Yeah, it's a really topical issue. It's one that all of us grappled with as we looked at the proposal and the list of cuts that we had to do just in this special session on Monday. And those were cuts that none of us wanted to make. There are things that were on that the bills that we considered that each of us probably would have preferred not to do. But to your question, what we need to do going forward is establish a set of priorities. Government can't do everything, particularly in a crisis, but there are some things that government must do. mental health care, health care generally for children and seniors. We are required constitutionally to fund education and a public safety. Those are three areas that we must do, and we need to do them adequately. There are other parts of state government that we may need to look at scaling back, reducing, and possibly even eliminating in order to get through these difficult times.
Okay, Senator, let's take a break right here. We'll be right back with more with Senator Steve Horsford, the Senate Majority Leader of the Nevada Legislature.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Where's the best place to find out what's really happening? Find it every Thursday in the Reno News and Review. In-depth reporting, balanced news coverage, insightful entertainment reviews. Award-winning journalism you won't find anywhere else. Best editorial writing, best entertainment writing, best business news story, best investigative story, best local columnist. The Reno News and Review, when you want to know what's really happening.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. We can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This satellite interview is brought to you by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Senator Stephen Horsford of Las Vegas. He's the Senate Majority Leader at the Nevada Legislature. Welcome back, Senator. Senator,
thank you.
You know, you just took over control of the Senate from the Republicans. What do the Democrats need to do in this session to make sure they have that same majority in the 2011 legislative session?
Well, we'll do the things that are necessary as far as leading by example. We will work collectively as a team. We have an incredible caucus members that have enormous experience and knowledge. They care about this state, and you'll see that they are going to do a great job. Those who will be chairing committees will do so in a way that's inclusive, that allows the issues to be vetted, to be methodical about our approach and our decisions that are made. And most importantly, to work across the aisle, to be bipartisan, to really figure out how to fix the state's problems. You know, people are struggling. They're hurting. We have the highest rate of unemployment in the state in 26 years. Nevada leads the nation in the rate of foreclosure, and there are over 450,000 Nevadans who are without health insurance as we speak. Those are the things that they want our state government to address, and I think that's what you'll see with the members that we have in the state Senate.
Okay, Senator, how do you address the fact that nearly a half million people in Nevada have no health insurance? What does the state do about that when the state's reeling financially itself?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the issues, again, is this economy. We've got to get the economy back going. We need to help small business and industry grow again so that they can put people back to work. When people are working, they have access to health insurance, and that's what we need as a piece of the plan. The other piece of the plan is a lot of Nevadans do rely on Medicaid and Medicare. And I can tell you that we will have to work as the state government and the state legislature with our federal delegation, with the new administration in the White House, to seek additional assistance from the federal government in the form of increased allocations in federal Medicaid assistance program, as well as ensuring that there are no adjustments to Medicare so that the Nevada citizens who rely on those programs continue to receive them.
You know, Senator, one of the things that and you referred to it earlier in this interview, the Committee of the Whole that Senator Kerr ran, actually it was very effective. And one of the things that I thought was interesting about it was you had all 21 senators there. Everyone could ask any questions that they wanted. Anyone could dissent from whatever it is that was moving forward. There was total inclusion. It was on the most important issues of the day. Of course, it was a one-day legislative session. It was a flat-out emergency. Is there some value in maybe bringing the entire Senate together off and on as you look at some of the monumental programs that you've described here in this interview and in other settings as well?
It's a very good question, great suggestion even. It's not something that we typically do, as you know. Committee of the Whole usually meets during special session, but these are special circumstances that our state is dealing with, and if it helps to allow us to get the job done in an effective and efficient way, I'm sure that we'll take a look at it and confer with our colleagues, and if it makes sense and it works for the people of the state, I'm sure we'll do it.
Senator, when I was reading through your website this morning, I noticed that you were for same-day voter registration, which would allow people to walk in on Voters Day, walk in on Election Day and register and vote. Can you tell me about that? Are you going to introduce any legislation to get that going in the 09 session?
You know, that's something that I've worked on in previous sessions. We attempted to do it in 2007. It is something that worked during the caucuses. As you know, Nevada was one of the states that was selected as an early presidential caucus state, and we ended up having a historic turnout of over 119,000 Nevadans, many of whom who registered on that day to participate. So it can work. There are logistics that you need to address, and I'm sure that we'll continue to look at whether or not this is the right time to do that or not. But ultimately, the idea is just to have people involved in their government again and not to have barriers, unnecessary barriers, put up that prevent them from doing that. People want to be involved, and if they need to register on the same day to do it, then I think that we should allow them to do that.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Thank you for taking time speaking with us today. We'll be right back after this with more of Nevada Newsmakers.
For more than a decade, the Southern Nevada Water Authority has been helping the community embrace conservation as a way of life. That includes replacing more than 50 million square feet of grass with water-smart landscaping. During the worst drought on record, watering restrictions and tough landscaping codes have reduced the community's water use by billions of gallons, even as thousands of new residents were moving into Nevada. That's smart water management, and that's our promise to Nevada.
Did you know that gold mining in Nevada is one of the largest sources of gold in the world? Nevada currently produces 82% of all the gold mined in the United States. I'm a mine engineer, and the University of Nevada, Reno made it possible for me to do what I love and respect. Please let your legislator know that education matters. I'm Melissa Harmon, and this is my story. Visit educatenevada.org today and tell your legislator education matters.
I always paid off my credit cards, but when I lost my job, I couldn't keep up.
When I got my credit card statement, I knew I was in deep trouble.
We thought we were ready for retirement.
But on our fixed income, the credit card payments were just impossible.
If you're struggling with credit card debt, now a solution is only 5 minutes away. Debt.com is the answer to reducing and eliminating your credit card debt, starting with just one call.
Debt.com hooked me up with a professional who got me payments I could afford.
Now we're in control again.
I don't know how we would have made it without Debt.com.
My credit cards are under control now. I can't imagine what I would have done without Debt.com.
It can happen to anyone, at any time, and it's probably not your fault. Talk to a professional who specializes in your situation, and you could start reducing your debt in the next 5 minutes. Call Debt.com for a confidential free consultation and fix it fast.
Call 1-800-893-1458 now.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hey, welcome back to today's pundit panel. On today's, our today's guests are Larry Mathias, thank you, of Executive Director, Nevada State Medical Association, Mylon Hawkins, Vice President, Interface Computer Associates, and Chris Wicker, the chair of the Washoe County Democratic Party. How you doing today,
great
everybody?
Morning.
Okay, two unions threaten to sue, according to today's Las Vegas Review-Journal, if Governor Gibbons' plan of not giving state workers and teachers step raises or COLA raises goes through. Larry, will you?
I think as we descend this spiraling staircase of the budget crisis, there are going to be a lot of lawsuits talked about, not just those regarding employees. I mean, there are going to be program cuts that get us to the point at which Medicaid programs, if you're not providing sufficient protections in long-term care, mental health cuts, the prison cuts, any of those could wind up in federal courts. So I think we're testing new bottoms with a budget that starts as one of the meanest in the country in terms of how small we are in the budget items in a lot of categories. So litigation, it's not surprising it's being threatened. It won't be shocking if we see some.
No, I absolutely agree with that because as the cuts particularly start to hit the social services end of this, there are going to be organizations that will band together and say, no, you can't do this. You're putting these people at risk. This is what's happening. And we could actually, you know, Chris, maybe the lawyers will make a lot of money on this one.
Well, what a terrible way to make money.
I'm sorry.
I think that, you know, I'm sure that the unions have a point of view, and that needs to be considered. But if you're talking about a COLA raise or a cost of living raise versus cutting vital programs, I think you need to really talk hard to the unions and say, look, some things are a vast priority to the state of Nevada, and maybe we need to preserve those, and maybe these raises can be made up in the future. But I think you have to, it's always a choice of alternatives, and I think you have to not just talk to them about cutting the raises, but say, if we don't do this, if we don't cut your raises, this is what's going to happen. And you have to weigh those two alternatives.
California is currently under a court order directing it not to do its Medicaid cuts that it had approved earlier in the year. One of the things that we've done is we've avoided filling positions. But you get so small in terms of the core employee base that you're not providing the services that you're actually supposed to be providing. That's at least as big a problem as the problem of the employees who want to maintain some continuing assurances down the road. I think all of that is going to become part of the big story of the legislative session starting in February.
But Scott, what do you do when you don't have revenues to fund the programs?
Well, actually, I think Chris has got a good point that he's made here, and that is if the state has certain obligations and they've accepted those obligations, and some of those obligations are to provide needed or necessary health care or the mental health, mental retardation programs, I mean, you're the attorney and you've raised this issue. Despite the fact that there isn't enough money, if the state has an obligation, does that obligation require, I mean, some kind of attention that a court could order?
Oh, I think it does from a strictly legal point of view because you have a contractual obligation, and I think it would be hard for the state to say, you know, that there's a legal impossibility because funds can always be diverted. But the question is, should those funds be diverted? And that's what we're talking about as a matter of policy. But I think what the union folks are saying is, like, don't go against our salaries first. Let's consider all the alternatives, but don't just go against our salaries as the first alternative.
Well, what are the alternatives? I mean, if we would have cut the COLAs in June, we might have not needed this extra special
session. Well, the state has been exercising the first alternative. It simply is not filling positions. It hasn't for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there are thousands of unfilled positions. Many of them are key and are being missed as we get into harder times.
Actually, there are some that I think are safety problems as well.
Yes.
Prisons, for example.
Prisons. I was going to say that, Scott, that we are looking at a situation not just here in Nevada, but throughout this nation, of having to come to hard terms and setting priorities about the things that we really must take care of. And there are certain things, unfortunately, where people may have to do without a raise, but they still may have a job. And that's a very, very important thing to consider when you have to look at the greater heart and the greater good for the state and your whole community that you are living in.
Okay, let me throw this out. We all know the dire straits that the state is in. These unions threaten to sue. Do the unions look greedy here?
Well, that's a possibility.
You know, I think it depends on how it's played, but you have to look at it from their point of view. They have fought long and hard for some of these things, and I think threatening to sue is the opening of a negotiation. It's not the filing of a lawsuit and having a trial. It's an opening in negotiation, and I think what they're saying is don't solve the budget problems on the backs of the employees, but in the end, saving a job is better than giving a COLA increase.
Nobody's going to look good trying to respond to this budget crisis.
Okay, we've got to end it there.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after these few messages with some more of Nevada Newsmakers.
Tonight.
Come on, Christmas. Come on, Christmas.
The wait is over.
Wakey, wakey, Christmas snowflakies.
It's new holiday comedy on NBC. Celebrate with My Name is Earl and Kath and Kim.
That would really put the jingle in our bells.
Then gather the family around the office fire. And let the bells chime for a new 30 Rock.
In the spirit of Christmas and Kwanzaa.
It's all new Comedy Night Done Right. Tonight on NBC.
Merry almost Christmas.
And to all a good night.
Casual. Welcoming. Unregimented. Practical. A celebration. Welcome to Reno Nazarene Church. We're celebrating your connection with God and between each other. Is impulsively joyous, and where learning the unlimited power of prayer is life transforming. Reno Nazarene Church, let God be your celebration.
I got $583 from cashforgold.com. All I did was look through my drawer full of jewelry I never wear.
Turn your unwanted, broken, or mismatched jewelry into cold hard cash, because if you're selling, cashforgold.com is buying.
Sold my old jewelry and took the vacation of a lifetime.
I had no idea my old jewelry, rings, chains, and bracelets were worth so much money.
And with gold, silver, and platinum at their highest value in decades, that means more money in your pocket. And because we own our refinery, we can cut out the middleman.
It was so easy. I called the number on TV and asked for their free refiner's return pack.
Safe and insured. I sent in my old jewelry and got more money than I could ever have imagined.
Fill the envelope with your unwanted or broken jewelry and mail it to our processing center. A safe, reliable transaction with satisfaction guaranteed.
I got $423 from cashforgold.com, but that's a lot of gas money.
Call 1-800-651-3576. Call now.
Thanks for watching. We've got a great lineup next week. Scott, who do we have on Monday?
Yeah, Monday first thing, Governor Gibbons.
That's Monday on Nevada Newsmakers.